Jamaica Made.
Stories of Jamaican innovation and enterprise.
Jamaica Made.
Showcasing Jamaican companies and individuals making a difference at home and abroad.
Today, we nod off into the chocolate dreams of Dark White and Milk Delights. Stay tuned. The sweet smell of milk chocolate hugs the air in the cozy Chocolate Dreams headquarters on Roosevelt Avenue. The staff, almost as sweet as their confectionaries, treated me to conversation as I waited to interview CEO of Chocolate Dreams, Michelle Smith. We chatted about how a woman who, while working 9-to-5, somehow started an award-winning Jamaican company in 2003 from her home kitchen despite having failed home economics in high school. In April 2004, Chocolate Dreams expanded its line to produce everything in chocolate for every occasion. Miss Smith, who had been making a few special Valentine's Day treats in earlier years, started out with little knowledge of chocolates and was selling from her apartment to the few people who knew about her. Now, the companies and corporations requesting orders from her would have overwhelmed the engine of her mixer had it been 2003. Of all the things to try making a business out of, Miss Smith chose chocolate, and here's how.
So I would try things in the kitchen, use a computer to learn. So that was my learning tool. No formal training. Couldn't bake, couldn't do anything really. No, didn't. Failed home economics. In about 2003, I think Novia McDonald from The Observer called me to be in The Observer Food Awards with my truffles, white rum truffles. And that's when it took off.
Miss Smith, who admitted that she was initially afraid of starting her business, now employs about 23 workers during what is described as the season, which runs from October to June. The season coincides with tourism, Valentine's Day, and Mother's Day. She has a store at Devon House and had previously opened, then closed, two other locations. She says though it was a tough and heartbreaking decision, it was important for the survival of her business. Entrepreneurship is hard enough as it is, but Miss Smith says being a female makes it an uphill battle.
There is absolutely no gender parity here in Jamaica. We still have 90% men on boards, 10% women. I think women need to step up to the plate more. I do. They work hard. But the thing about women and business is that women are women's worst enemies sometimes. Women don't support women as much as they should. And that's what men have over us. Because men support men.
Despite the multiple challenges she has faced in business, Ms. Smith has managed to win awards, impact lives, and contribute to nation building. At 22 years old, Shantoy Perkins, with her deft hands, continues to add to an impressive portfolio with her creations at Chocolate Dreams.
Well, I got more experience in decorating cakes, so that's really a high point for me.
Operations manager at Chocolate Dreams, Suzette Leon, says she enjoys her job.
It's heavenly. There is never a dull moment. There's always excitement, and everything is just as chocolate is, delicious.
Terry, a baker at Chocolate Dreams, shares her experience with the company.
At first, I didn't know how to bake, and when I came here as kitchen assistant, and from there, I started learning how to make brownies, cheesecakes, Black Forest, and then I got promoted to a baker.
Chocolate Dreams has been giving back to Jamaica through facilitating internships for students, including those from the Genesis Academy, and helping the Jamaica Cancer Society with part proceeds from sales. Chocolate Dreams has won multiple awards, including the inaugural NCB Strength Award in 2008 and another in 2012, and the Heart Trust NTA Female Entrepreneur of the Year Award in 2009. As Ms. Smith continues her chocolate-filled dreams, she sees in the short term a factory and in the long term, branching out to larger scale operations and distribution. For more information on Chocolate Dreams, visit their website at chocolatedreams.com.jm. Thanks for listening to Jamaica Made. I'm Twyla Whelan. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.